Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
How did food work its way into the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Bob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So Ted's actually kind of was reminding me of this that happened to me a couple years ago. I was in a drive-thru at a McDonald's, and it was right after one of my kids had been born, and it's like the day after. I was super stressed out just because new kid, and I had my other kids with me in the car. Went to McDonald's because I was like, I'm going to get them treat, you know, McDonald's, get them dinner, be done. Get up to the window where I get to go to get my food, and they tell me, hey, can you pull around front? It's going to be 8 minutes to make this chicken sandwich.
All right.
And I said, no, I'm good. I'll sit right here. And they're like, wait, what?
What, in the drive-thru lane?
Right, yeah, right in the drive-thru, right at the last window where you get your food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, I'll wait right here. I'm good waiting right here. And they didn't understand that. They asked me to move. I said, no, I'm good. I'll wait. It's only 8 minutes. I'm good. They eventually, I guess, called the police on me because an officer showed up, pulled in the reverse direction in front of me, and asked me what was going on. I said, I'm just waiting for my food. If they had given it to me 30 minutes ago, you wouldn't even be here.
Right, but they're trying to run their business, man. Like, sometimes chicken sandwiches aren't ready. So while you're sitting there, like,
all the people behind you that ordered their food will be ready, and they continue to serve people. But if you're blocking the window, then they can't continue their business by pulling over.
And I realized I was being an a-hole, but I was stressed, and I was like, nope, I'm not having it today.
Well, as long as you understand you're in the wrong.
As long as you can recognize
as long as you know it's on you.
You were having a moment.
Exactly.
I was. I completely understand that, yes, I was being a complete D-bag to the people behind me, but at the moment, I was like, I don't care. I just don't care. Everything else has come crashing down today. I just don't care.
Okay.
That's why they call the cops.
I get you. Yeah. I mean, we've all had those moments. No, I'm having a bad day. I'm going to wait right there.
Right.
Nah, it has nothing to do with you. I'm having a bad day.
I'm telling you. Like, look, my dad did it. It was way out of line. It's completely embarrassing. And you're screwing over other customers. Right.
He knows. He knows. You know,
just but, he does, but he doesn't matter. He doesn't mind admitting it, and knowing that he's wrong, at least.
How did food work its way into the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Here's one for you. You ever bring food into the bedroom?
Not really.
I mean, I know there's ice cubes, but
oh, you
strawberry.
Mean for sexual?
Yeah,
oh,
okay. for sexual.
I mean, like, I'll take a cookie into bed with me.
Whipped cream, strawberries.
Not for you.
That's the normal thing people picture.
I mean, I guess spray whipped cream before. Once.
Okay, see, that's what I'm thinking. Well, this one's a little different. My brother had this friend named Smiley when we were in our 20s. Dude and his girl like to bring food into their sexy time. Well, one time he put spaghetti with marinara on her nether regions, but apparently he didn't get it all out.
She ended up getting a bacterial vaginosis and had to get a plethora of antibiotics to get rid of the infection. That from Suzanne. Steak with the strawberries and the chocolate and the whipped cream.
Yeah, this is
spaghetti with marinara.
This is a separation here. You look, if I'm doing that, I'm not really focused on eating food.
Right.
It's not that I won't be hungry afterward, or maybe I'm even hungry. I'll fight through it. I might have to poop. I'm probably not even going to get up and do that.
Just think about strippers. All right.
Do they come out with broccoli?
Right. Do they walk around with spaghetti and marinara and rub it on their boobs and then go, do you want to lick it off?
In Jersey, they do.
The trick is to spin the fork.
chocolate syrup.
Chocolate, whipped cream. Strawberries.
Bring a strawberry if you want to.
Maybe grapes if you can do a trick. But look, I will say this. If you want me to eat vegetables, that would be a good start.
You know what the checkmate move is if you grabbed a grinder and a block of Parmesan and started shredding
it. Oh, yeah.
How about a half Tell a me ba- when it's done.
What about this move?
How about a half a banana?
Yeah, that has happened. That, is that, that, was that has happened, yeah. Yes.
No, it did not happen.
It didn't.
No, it did not
Our
happen.
Our boss told us to tell everyone it did not happen.
It never happened.
Because we told him it did.
Because it was on the air.
And this exact question was this. Are you effing stupid? Like, well, when you ask it like that, I'm guessing the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I was the dumbass there because I ate the backside of it.
I know.
You ate the stuff that was sticking out.
But she didn't even think that would happen. And I'm just like, look, man, we're doing this. Sorry.
Game on.
This must happen.
It's a banana. How did food work its way into the story? 206-803-ROCK.
It's always odd because he was always there.
Who's that?
Dennis.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but he didn't.
He didn't care.
He was encouraging.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Like, I have literally gone to dinner with the guy after being with his girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
Long story short.
Like, all right, cool. Like, it's just. But there is part of it. Like, this is odd. Summer,
what was her name?
Sunset Thomas.
Sunset Thomas. Yeah. She was the then girlfriend of the late Dennis Hoff. They walked into the studio for an interview. The first thing she did was get naked. All right. So, I mean, literally, just got naked and sat there and did the interview. At some point toward the end of the interview, she produced a banana. Thought it'd be funny. Hey, would you grab half of it? The exposure. And I absolutely did. And I remember she's like, oh, well, the other half pops out. Miles ate that. So what we found out.
I was hungry, man. We did a midday show.
After the show, we found out apparently that's not okay.
What?
Yep. No, we thought it was. Yep, we didn't know, man. So, yeah, we got a lot of trouble.
Wait, so that was not in the handbook. I did not read that. Everything had to be in the handbook.
That's not in CBS handbook.
How did food work its way into the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Cammy Parker. That was the girlfriend when I went down
there. I remember. She was hot. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, bitches.
Hola.
How you guys doing?
Doing great, man. Positive Friday.
Positive Friday.
Nice. So I'm from the Baltimore area, but I'm in Seattle now.
Okay. What part of Baltimore are you living in?
Towson.
Okay.
Nice. That's where we were.
That's where our old studios used to be.
Nice. Yep. I think I worked there as an intern, maybe.
For real? What station did you work for as an intern?
I can't remember the name of the station. I only worked there like a week or so.
Okay.
Because I got another job. But
I'd say then it was cool. Definitely one of our stations, yes.
Because most people did work about a week.
Yeah, that's fun. So anyhow, you ever heard of Angelina's?
Angelina's.
It was on Harford Road.
Is that a seafood place?
Yeah, it had the best crab cakes in Baltimore.
Okay, yeah, I'm somewhat familiar with it, yes.
So my buddy and I worked there, and we'd go in the walk-in during our shifts, and they had all the crab meat in the tubs. And we would eat the crab meat and drink the whiskey sour mix. By the end of our shifts, we were hammered.
Yeah.
All right.
There it is.
That's standard restaurant stuff, man.
Yeah.
You have to take advantage. One thing I will say, in Baltimore, you always have crab meat, but buy a pound of crab meat. The chef could yell at you. He would threaten everyone, just everyone in general. Do not eat the crab meat. It is so expensive per pound. We all understood. Every single one of us. Every tub, that was a one-pound crab meat. By the time we opened it to actually use in the recipe, it was a half-pound of crab meat.
Yeah, it always had a pinch of.
Look, it didn't matter. And it's not that we ate a lot at any one time, but you have 12 different cooks basically doing like the little pouch like you do for two.
Yeah.
Like, it just reduced. And it's like, look, man, you can keep yelling that. And you can fire all of us. But I promise you, your next crew that you hire, they're going to eat that crab meat.
The one cook we had, man, he would close up the kitchen by like 11 at this bar.
Yeah.
But after you close, it's 2 a.m. We would rip hunks of bread and dip it in the honey mustard. Oh. He'd be like, just ladle it out. Wash the ladle. He's like, every Sunday I come in, you fat bastards have just been dipping in the honey mustard. And like me and we would be like, why do you think it's us? And he's like, you both weigh like 340 pounds. I know you're hungry. It was us.
Brutally honest.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, there he is in his Dungeon Studio Bar, Studio Dungeon thing. Ryan Castle, how are you?
I'm good, man. You know, I like to think there's a time and there's a place for holiday music. If I had to guess the folks in that room, it would be Mike loves Christmas music.
Yeah.
Ted probably likes a lot of Christmas music.
I do.
Miles could take it or leave it, and Thrill is absolutely repulsed by it.
Are correct, 100%.
I can leave it.
I hate it.
Yes, I am. I'm so happy that our station is not playing Christmas music. That was a great idea.
No, we don't do that.
Yeah.
We don't do that. And, you know, I feel like there's a time and a place for it, though. Like, I enjoy it every now and again. I tell you what, I was making cookies the other day. Yeah, in my kitchen, baking cookies, and I put on Christmas music, and my wife texted me from downstairs, who are you?
Yeah. I agree.
Okay.
You all don't right. need Christmas
I said,
music.
I said, someone who is bringing joy to our home. Right. Scrooge.
Yeah. Well, I went in to get a coffee the other day, my normal spot, and they were playing, it was Frosty the Snowman from the cartoon version that we know as kids.
Uh-huh. Right?
So the Frosty the Snowman.
That one.
The jolly happy so I looked at the girl there, Gracie, and I said, Gracie, are they making you play this S, or are you doing this on your own? She's like, you can take this coffee and get out.
Oh, damn. Oh.
So apparently I got away with the
people that like Christmas music baristas. Are exceptionally defensive of liking Christmas music. Yeah. People like myself who hate Christmas music, exceptionally defensive of me not liking it. But you know, it's always misconstrued as you don't have Christmas spirit. Like, I got plenty of Christmas spirit. I don't need to hear the music takes me out of Christmas spirit.
Mike, yeah, it's entirely possible that some of these songs are just awful, and that's okay.
I mean, it could be.
I think part of the problem is there are only about 8 Christmas songs that were ever written, and then 75 versions of each one of those songs.
How
so
is
it doesn't matter.
Law?
You're just gonna be burned out because you've heard Jingle Bell Rock 7 times
law.
In the last
like
day,
Christmas
but it's been
music.
8 different versions of it.
Right, but you people that don't like it are
what
so
mean,
aggressive about it. So say Mike and I are listening to it on the way to Costco Sunday.
We're not giving you grief for listening to it. I only give you grief if I also have to hear it. So you and Mike, Costco and jingling all the way, good. I'm glad you did, man. Mm-hmm. If I were in the car, I'd be like, hey, can you please turn the station?
I'm going to grab the
so
wheel.
Today's,
it doesn't need a
today's Sit and Spin is the Christmas songs that we are most burned out on because they are the most overplayed, which I think Thrill would agree are all of them.
Right.
But we'll have 10.
Okay.
Number 10. You're a mean one.
I disagree. This is the one I can take.
You really?
You know, I got in trouble.
I 100% agree.
I played this, the equivalent of the sound, but this was back in Baltimore, and I had the overnight shift, 6 hours of Christmas music. I'm losing my mind. So I snuck this in, right? It was like 4 a.m, and the freaking hotline rings, and it's the program director. That's not part of the schedule. It's not Christmassy. I said it's very Christmassy. It's the only time you talk about the Grinch. And I don't know if you know this. In the end, turns out he's a decent dude. It's as Christmassy as it gets, all right? But I got in trouble.
Mm. See, you do that a lot.
I didn't know. These are the 10 most overplayed holiday songs of all time.
Number 9.
Rocking around.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Christmas tree at the Christmas.
You know, now that you mention it, this is probably my favorite Christmas song.
I was going to say, this
Brenda
is
rocking around the Christmas tree. I think she's like 12 years old when she records this song, too.
Did Home Alone save this song?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks, Home
Alone. I don't know that this song needed saving. I'm sure Home Alone probably made the Brenda Lee estate a lot of money, though.
I bet it did.
I don't think this song ever left.
Nah, don't call it a comeback. Yeah. It's been here for years.
Who would you say, Ryan, makes the most money off of Christmas music each year? Is it Mariah Carey? Is she the one that cashes in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the biggest Christmas song ever.
But what
I
about,
mean,
like, Barbara Streisand? So, Barbara Streisand does not have, like, one particular song like Mariah Carey, but I feel like her, the Barry Manilow's, like, they have seven or eight songs.
I think in 2022, people aren't going to that well, though.
They are.
They're going to the Mariah Carey well.
But they're all the same song.
They're going to the Michael Bublé well.
Bublé is a Christmas guy.
But Bublé exists specifically because I'm convinced that, like, he was made out of, like, Frosty the Snowman snow. Like, maybe Christmas time, Bublé's the guy.
Maybe he's the guy that makes all the money.
Yeah.
These are the 10 most overplayed holiday songs of all time.
Number 8.
Oh.
So with Brenda Lee rocking around the Christmas tree is my favorite Christmas song, this is my least favorite. Yeah. And I'll tell you why. It's because it's my wife's favorite.
Oh, there you go.
She likes this. Yeah.
She's got
bad taste in all things, Miles, in case you haven't noticed.
But she also likes Clutch, doesn't she?
Yeah, that's true.
How do you
go
from Clutch to this?
Yeah. Bipolar? I don't know.
Well, it's like you meet people that go, I don't like sports, or what do they call it? Sports ball.
Sport ball, yeah.
Well, yeah, I watch Seahawks.
you know they're playing a sport.
These are the 10 most overplayed holiday songs of all times.
Number 7.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree.
She's trying to get laid by Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. She's looking for a sugar daddy is what she's doing.
I want to be your first two hoes.
So here's a fun fact. Mariah Carey earns, on average, $600,000 in royalties from the song every December.
Dang.
Wow.
On the high end, $1.2
million. Okay, well, no wonder she dresses up and sings in the parade and everything.
I mean, look, I would, too.
Yeah. Damn.
If I don't make that kind of money, I would just look unhappy.
Overplayed
for nothing.
Songs.
That's mail money. That just shows up.
Feliz Navidad. Oh, here's my favorite.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
I like this one, too, because it only has 7 lyrics. It's easy to remember. And also, I think any song that goes, aha, is fantastic.
That's the song the elves make when Santa's feeling frisky.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
No, Santa baby.
Yeah, that's my jam right there.
Jose Feliciano.
Yeah.
Name another song from Jose
Feliciano.
He had
one. He actually had a hit, and I can't remember what
the hell it was. I believe
you.
What is it?
I don't know right now off the top of my head, but I'm sure people really, really liked it.
Yeah. It's the English version of Feliz Navidad.
No, I'm telling you, he had like a legitimate hit. I don't know. I think he did Chico and the Man, maybe.
Was he beyond Chico and the Man?
I'm pretty sure he
was Chico. Don't get discouraged.
The man, he ain't so hard to understand.
Oh, wow.
That's the lyric.
It was great.
These are the 10 most overplayed holiday songs of all time.
Number 5.
Oh, here she goes.
Yeah.
There it is. There you go. We just put another dollar in Mariah Carey's bank.
So I love Christmas music, but I hated this song for years. Now I'm back. Get it, Mariah.
You bet.
Yeah, why not?
I don't care.
Every chick you know loves it.
Underneath the Christmas tree.
The Mariah Carey well, where Ted wants to be.
Yes.
Well, that's no doubt.
Ted would dive headfirst into that well.
Yeah.
Nick Cannon did.
Like Scrooge McDuck in his money vault.
That's right.
These are the 10 most overplayed holiday songs of all time.
Number 4.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun.
I think we were discussing off the air that this song is actually about Barbra Streisand's testicles.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
I like him because he sounds drunk when he sings.
You go.
Probably because he was.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
You know, these people drank whiskey for breakfast. Look, if I'm going to listen to Christmas music, though, I think my go-to is probably going to be the Standards and the Crooners, though. I love this stuff.
I'm with you, dude. Like, I like all Christmas music, but it's hard to beat the Crooners.
But I feel like that's, at least for our generations, that's how it got beat in your head first, right?
Correct.
Like growing up, these were the voices you heard, and then it got all updated with everybody's BS Christmas
album. And it's safe. There's no mention of Satan.
I mean, you're just like you're drinking whiskey in the morning. You got slippers on by the fire. Your wife is cleaning the house. You know, old fashioned stuff.
Doesn't it seem weird that Santa doesn't have an arch enemy?
That's a good point, man.
You know, someone trying to foil him every year.
Because he's such a hero.
Right.
Usually,
right.
You know, he needs a Joker or a Bane.
You know, like, I don't know.
Not this year, Santa Claus.
Knocking a leg out of a reindeer, messing with a sled. I don't know.
Yeah, it's Jack Skelton from The Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah.
I heard this year he has a real enemy.
Inflation. These are the 10 most overplayed holiday songs.
Inflation, man.
I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Again, I feel like I'm in second grade, and my school has invited someone we don't know to sing to us at an assembly. That's what this sounds like.
These are my chestnuts. These are my chestnuts. Please take care of my chestnuts.
These are the walnuts. Every time I was sang this song in school, and I don't know if this is true of you guys, but everybody always put too much emphasis on wish, so it was, we wish you a Merry Christmas. Yeah. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
These are the 10 most overplayed holiday songs of all time, so we made it to number one.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Oh, there he is, Mike.
Hey, look at
what fun it is to ride in a one. I'm actually enjoying one of his waters right now.
What is his water? Oh, the buble,
bubbly.
Bubbly.
I mean, this makes you want to have a cocktail and put on a suit.
Not listening to him, but when I see him, yeah, because he's always winking and pointing and smiling. And it used to drive me crazy.
I need a pipe and a smoking jacket.
Also, the cup has a little handle on it to put your finger in when you do it.
Or it's a moose antler.
Right. Thank you, Ryan Castle. We appreciate it. There you go on Sit and Spin with the 10 most overplayed holiday songs of all time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We can guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Good or bad, what significant thing happened to you this year?
Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, boys.
Hola.
So, extremely long story short, there was one day at work where things were going on as normal. And then all of a sudden, I wake up in an ER room. Turns out that I had myself a seizure. And that seizure, I found out, was caused by a brain tumor.
Oh, geez.
And so since then, I've had a surgery, a diagnostic surgery. It's not cancerous, thank God. However, it's still growing, so they weren't able to take out the whole thing during my surgery. So actually just today, I started chemotherapy and radiation.
How are you feeling?
Well, they told me that, you know, I'll still feel normal in a couple weeks or for a couple weeks. But then they said once I get to about week three, that's when it's going to start hitting me.
Now, how long is this that you have to go through this?
It's kind of odd because a lot of people that are cancerous, they do like a week of radiation and then they do like a couple weeks of chemo. I'm doing 6 weeks straight of both at the same time.
Oh, man.
So you're just taking it out.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is that it's playing the long game. This is kind of the standard care for what my my diagnosis is. And so it's radiation straight to the brain for 5 days a week, for 6 weeks.
Okay.
And then I'm taking chemo pills for every day for the next 6 weeks.
Did you have a lead into this? Did you start getting headaches or becoming dizzy or a little bit lightheaded? Was there any sign at all before the seizure happened?
So I had some things. They're called auras, and we're not talking about the spiritual thing, but it's like something. I didn't know what that was. If I would have known what that was, then yeah, it would have been a giant red flag. But I thought that I had something going on, and then I thought I figured out like that it was kind of more like, cause I was just kind of feeling off. And I said, hey, I think it's this. I started taking some supplements, started being a little bit more careful on some things. And then I didn't have another one for like months on end. So I thought I had it taken care of.
It's a weird time to feel off.
Say again.
I said, it's a weird time to feel off. Cause every time you feel off, you take a COVID test.
No, right.
Cause you just don't know what it is, what it could be. You know, like, oh God, I don't feel right. I'll take a COVID test.
So what are auras exactly? Yeah. Does that mean what, like fuzzy vision? Are you seeing stuff or what?
So for me, a lot of it depends on where the tumor is in your brain. For me, it was really weird, but they're so distinctive. But for me, like my vision was getting so distinct. So like, you know, everybody's got two eyes, sees in three dimensions, right?
Okay.
And for some reason, it was completely inexplicable, is that it was getting more and more profound in my vision. But then at the same time, I would have some sort of cognitive fascination. Like I'd have an old memory come up that was not completely unrelated to anything that I was doing at that time. And I'd fixate on it for like 10 seconds and then it would be done.
The brain is a weird thing, like, depending what gets pressed.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, okay? Yeah. Because years ago I went to the doctor. There's this lump thing kind of behind my ear, okay? And the doctor says to me, they do all the routine scans. But what he says is, hey, we figured out what the lump is. It's a tumor. And in the moment that he says that, it's hard to explain, but you can feel your blood get cold and your vision kind of changes because, I mean, your brain is trying to process. Then he says about 10 seconds later, oh, it's non-cancerous. And I remember I looked at him and I said, man, you need to lead with that. And he said, well, a tumor is just anything in your body that basically shouldn't be there, depending how it grows in. I said, that's great. You know that. I said, when you tell someone they have a tumor, the instant thought is, and it would have been the same thing, like it's brain cancer. So Did he say it is a non-cancerous tumor, or did he just open with, there's a tumor in your brain?
When they looked at the MRI that I got, they said, hey, it doesn't look cancerous. And the first doctors that I talked to were just like, hey, we'll just keep an eye on it. And then when I saw my second doctor, they're just like, I want to cut your brain open and take some of it out. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay.
And relieving the pressure will stop the seizures, because you're not epileptic. You just had a seizure based on the fact that the tumor is pressing up against something in your brain that triggered that.
Correct. That's exactly what's going on. It's in what's called the epileptic center or portion of my brain.
And you would have never known that without having the tumor.
I haven't had a seizure since, so.
All right.
Okay.
All right,
good.
That's good. Just a seizure salad.
Yeah.
Good or bad, what significant thing happened to you this year? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, dinosaurs.
Hola!
Previous caller, I was a well-established marine diesel mechanic, traveling the world, making almost six figures. I kind of enjoyed it, but had a thought that I wanted to be an EMT, so I went out and got certified, and now I work for a private ambulance company, making crap money, working crap hours, but I absolutely love it.
Okay. All right. I have a question. How many levels of sirens do you have in one ambulance? So, like, I know I've seen you guys go by. I know the private ones. Sometimes you're like, rrr, rrr. Sometimes you're like, whoa, 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 whoa.
But then some I can't figure out. Like, what are you trying to talk about? That's like,
well, that's the fire department. Fire department, they make you guess.
But, like, you're not in a hurry, right, but like, you don't want me in the way. But I don't. Like, what does that mean?
I don't know. That's what I mean. Like, I don't know siren. That's why I'm asking. I mean, I know woo, woo, woo. So, when we were in Germany, you knew damn well when the police were going by.
Oh, my God.
Or an ambulance. I mean, it was distinctive. It was the same. It was they were not separate sirens. It was one deal.
Right.
You're a cop. You hear this. If you're an ambulance, you hear the same damn thing.
Yeah, get out of the way.
I think you can tell the difference between a cop car and an ambulance.
You can. What I'm saying, certain, like, cop cars are rip, rip, kind of like honking their horn to a degree. Mm-hmm. But then every once in a while, like Miles said, the fire trucks, the sirens aren't on, but it's just like this.
It's like we're kind of in a hurry.
Like you answered a question wrong on a game show. You
not
know?
A real big
like
hurry.
What do I do if I'm driving a car? Because there's
it's like if the siren could talk, like, just a brush.
Right.
You know, like, I don't get it.
So fire engine, that's the Q siren. That's a pedal-operated mechanical siren that there's actually, like, groups of enthusiasts that just watch videos of that.
Are you serious?
I get tingling just hearing it.
But what does that mean? Like, what message are they sending us of that? Like I said, it's obvious when you need to get the hell out of the way. But everything other than that, like, I don't know what the siren means.
Yeah, so pull right if you hear sirens, see lights. There's a lot of confusion sometimes, so on freeways, we'll turn our lights off. Just so that there is less confusion, because you're already going fast enough. They switch sirens just to avoid the repetitive noise, so people just get used to that one noise. It kind of wakes them up from hearing the
sound. Okay.
And also, from the nausea standpoint, has there ever been a thought about putting people in feet first in their head in the back, so that when you drive forward, you're not getting sick because you're in the backward position? Because that's the last time I talked to somebody. I'm like, dude, do you have a vomit bag in here? Because I'm going to throw up before we get to the hospital. And he digs around and he gives me the vomit bag, and I open it up like a bag of popcorn, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there holding it, and he goes, by the way, dude, Red Festival was a blast last year.
Thanks!
And I was like, bah, bah.
It's a good time to bring it up, man.
Timing. It's all timing.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com.
What do you think? One more contestant for the year.
One more?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's go crazy.
Not unless we're one and done.
Hello, Cassie. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Cassie, sober or not sober?
Sober
Cassie. All right, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. You're gonna be a hero there, Cassie. For one good deed done, are you gonna take an award certificate, $5,000 in cash, free beer for life, or a mouth hug?
I'd have to go with $5,000 for cash.
Taking the money. Okay, good call. Pay off your gambling debts. I can feel it.
And your credit card.
Credit card.
Mm-hmm. All right, anyone ever call you Gassy Cassie, like when you were a kid?
Sassy Cassie.
Sassy Cassie. I see.
Well, you could be sassy, classy, Cassie with the big assy.
Trashy.
How about, yeah, assy Cassie.
Assy Cassie. Yeah.
Believe me, I've heard it all.
Okay. Trying to come up with one.
Assy Gassy Cassie.
With the big old assy. All right, Cassie, here is your question. Bartholomew Richard Fitzgerald Smythe is better known as which mascot? Captain Crunch, the Monopoly Man, Mr. Peanut, or the Quaker Oats Man? Bartholomew Richard Fitzgerald Smythe.
Captain Crunch?
No, his name is Horatio.
I'm going to go Mr. Peanut.
Please do not disparage Captain Crunch. His first name is Horatio. I cannot remember his last name. You are correct, Miles. It is, in fact, Mr. Peanut.
Crunch.
Do you know the Quaker man's name?
Jeb Longfellow.
Larry.
Larry.
Larry the Quaker dude.
Larry the Quaker guy. I was looking Larry it up this Quaker morning. Guy. I'm like, Larry?
Live on stage, Larry the Quaker guy. Larry Did they, I thought they said it was, oh, we've been hoodwinked.
Oatmeal for everyone. Right. Where's the comedian? All right.
It's just some old Quaker dude on stage. He's telling like horse and buggy jokes.
Let's get it on.
I said he's like Mike saying he's just up there throwing out oatmeal.
For you, one for you.
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Does anybody want to sow some oats?
Hey!
I'm here all night.
Right. Heard you hippies turn this into milk.
Find the nipples. All right, Cassie, here's your question.
Too much.
Who wants to wear my hat?
I'm Larry the Quaker guy, thanks.
Have one time.
Then he does an interview, like, you know what's funny, man? They'd call me Lawrence. I don't even eat them. Can't stand those oats.
Larry's my stage name?
Yeah.
I go by Lawrence and I eat pork chops, you understand? God. That's all I eat, man.
When given an option of breakfast, why would you eat my crap?
Pork chops.
I eat pork chops. My favorite sex position is the Benedict Cumberbatch. Come at me, man.
Always have applesauce with my pork chop.
I don't even eat it. I like it on the plate. Because that's how Lawrence rolls.
And raw asparagus.
All right. Cassie, here's your question. What is the more common nickname for the constellation Ursa Major?
The common nickname?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The one you know it by. There's major and minor. Think about it that way. If that helps you.
I have no idea.
You look at the sky when you're a kid and they say, hey, there's the...
What's the big one that everyone remembers?
Kind of looks like a spoon.
I don't know.
The Big Dipper.
The Big Dipper. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Duh.
I was thinking,
that's how everybody finds the North Star.
All right, Cassie, here's your question. I just look north, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Here's your question. Marlon Brando played the Godfather. What was the Godfather's name?
Ooh.
Larry.
I used to watch that, too. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, did you now? Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a hint. It's not Don.
I
want
to say Tony, but I know that's not right.
It's not Tony.
Oh.
That's the Sopranos.
Oh, gosh.
Miles, you know it?
Man. Oh, Al Capone?
Vito Corleone.
Yep.
Vito's is right over there.
Oh, okay.
Question four, Cassie. Dumbassy.
I'm guessing that's why they call it Vito.
Cassie Dumbassy. Okay. Aren't you glad you called?
Cassie Dumbassy.
All right, your question. What lemon-scented oil is derived from dried grasses and used as an insect repellent?
What lemon?
Lemon-scented oil is derived from dried grasses and used as an insect repellent.
Is it sold by a certain company?
Oh, gosh. People, I don't know.
They buy this stuff in the summer. and like put it around wherever it is they're going to sit.
Oh, all right. Like the candles.
Mm-hmm. Start with an S.
It sounds like it does. Starts
okay.
With,
yeah. All right. Starts with a C.
Yes.
Man, I have.
Look, there's bugs outside.
Spray it and it works just the same.
Okay, so. Think about a candle. There's bugs outside. Hey, go light the blank candle.
Oh, I have one of those at home. Oh, I can't think of the name.
Come on.
I know. Oh, my goodness. I'm gonna feel like a dumbass when you guys give me the answer.
Well, that's why you're Cassie Dumbassy.
Mm-hmm. You big dummy.
I can't take it anymore. Yeah.
Citronella.
I can't think of the name of it.
Citronella.
All right, one more question, Cassie.
Come on. We can't end the year with you missing stuff.
No.
All right, Cassie, it's all on you.
Give me an easy one. The last one was easy.
Uh-huh.
Citronella.
I mean, all right, here's the question. True or false, Al Capone hated the nickname Scarface, but he wanted to be known as Snorky.
True.
Okay! Yeah!
Oh, very good.
Can't get enough of the Men's Room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the Radio.com app.
Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yeah, we had a toast all set up for today's shot of the day, and what do you know, maybe it's the holiday season or something like
that. Are you going to be nice?
Well, not really. Okay. I'm just going to read an email that came in, kind of tugs at the heartstrings here. All right, so we get this email today. It says, my father-in-law, Jimmy Klein, Jimbo, recently passed in October at the age of 54. I emailed you guys for his 50th birthday, and you guys read it on air, and he was so happy he thought it was awesome. Now, back when you guys were still doing the Men's Room Red Festival in Enumclaw, we all went down, and he was able to get a picture taken with Miles. Man, we apologize for that.
I look great.
He also got to meet Thrill that day. That was one of his happiest days in his last 5 years. I attached some pictures of that day to this email. Took a look at those. And sure enough, Miles, you look fantastic.
Thank you.
In the last 2 years of his life, with his health declining, he'd wear a robe all day. This is the part that got me. He would wear a robe all day. But he would get dressed right before the men's room came on.
Ah,
this is a radio show. Now think about this.
Mm-hmm.
Your health's declining. You're wearing a robe. That's understood. But the man still decided to class it up when our show was going to come. I don't know why. Because this show was not classy, but he would do that. Anyway, he participated in countless shots of the day with you guys. He would often tell people to, quote, stay beautiful, instead of just saying a simple goodbye. It would mean the world to our family if you guys could make him the shot of the day on Thursday, December 15th. Hey, that's today.
What? Nice.
Perfect. On Thursday, December 15th, to help us celebrate his 51st birthday. 55th birthday.
Damn.
So I'll tell you what we'll do. Well, I already did it. We read the email. Hey, man. That's it's one of those emails where you think it's going to bring the room down, and it does a bit, but also that's very cool. I'm very happy that we could do something.
Absolutely.
And again, I'm most impressed with the fact that a man in a robe chose to get dressed when our show was coming on. God damn, we're like a freaking cocktail party on the radio.
Thank you for not freeballing.
Yeah, man. Yes. When you put it like that, deep appreciation.
We'll never know.
So, hey, man, here's to Jimbo. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichota!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Get enough of the Men's Room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the radio.com app.
Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yeah, we had a toast all set up for today's shot of the day, and what do you know, maybe it's the holiday season or something like
that. Are you going to be nice?
Well, not really. Okay. I'm just going to read an email that came in, kind of tugs at the heartstrings here. All right, so we get this email today. It says, my father-in-law, Jimmy Klein, Jimbo, recently passed in October at the age of 54. I emailed you guys for his 50th birthday, and you guys read it on air, and he was so happy he thought it was awesome. Now, back when you guys were still doing the Men's Room Red Festival in Enumclaw, we all went down, and he was able to get a picture taken with Miles. Man, we apologize for that.
I look great.
He also got to meet Thrill that day. That was one of his happiest days in his last 5 years. I attached some pictures of that day to this email. Took a look at those. And sure enough, Miles, you look fantastic.
Thank you.
In the last 2 years of his life, with his health declining, he'd wear a robe all day. This is the part that got me. He would wear a robe all day. But he would get dressed right before the men's room came on. Yeah. This is a radio all show. Right. Now think about this. Mm-hmm. Your health's declining. You're wearing a robe. That's understood. But the man still decided to class it up when our show was going to come. I don't know why. Because this show was not classy, but he would do that. Anyway, he participated in countless shots of the day with you guys. He would often tell people to, quote, stay beautiful, instead of just saying a simple goodbye. It would mean the world to our family if you guys could make him the shot of the day on Thursday, December 15th. Hey, that's today.
What? Nice.
Perfect. On Thursday, December 15th, to help us celebrate his 51st birthday. 55th birthday.
Damn.
So I'll tell you what we'll do. Well, I already did it. We read the email. Hey, man. That's It's one of those emails where you think it's going to bring the room down, and it does a bit, but also that's very cool. I'm very happy that we could do something.
Absolutely.
And again, I'm most impressed with the fact that a man in a robe chose to get dressed when our show was coming on. God damn, we're like a freaking cocktail party on the radio.
Thank you for not freeballing.
Yeah, man. Yes. When you put it like that, deep appreciation.
We'll never know.
So, hey, man, here's to Jimbo. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichota!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.